Well, it's now time for our story segment, and this time it's a recording of Graham McLennan. And Graham is talking, he's an historian, and he's looked at a couple of the droughts back in the 1800s. In the 1830s, there was a bad drought in New South Wales, and in the 1890s, another bad drought. And Graham is talking about that, and he starts off in the town of Byng in New South Wales.
Hello, my name's Graham McLennan and I'm in Byng in central New South Wales near Orange, and behind me is a church that dates back to 1872, and before that there was another church just down the road here built in 1842, and before that church was built they used to have sermons to the Cornish community up on Bethel Rock, which is just up to my left up here. And Parson Tom used to preach from there, and it was a great time for the Cornish community to come together and celebrate their Christian faith. Now, in the 1830s, there was a prolonged drought, and so they decided to pray and humble themselves before God to seek God's guidance in regards to the breaking of the drought. So they prayed, and even on that day, as recorded in May 1839 by George Hawke, he wrote here, "As we had made up our mind to keep this day for the purpose of humility and prayer, we carried it out, and on that very day, rain fell on us, but it did not extend beyond 7 miles in any direction. On that day, a week after the public fast was kept, in which we joined, there was a general rain so that it was the breaking of the drought." Now, that general breaking of the drought refers to another prayer time, and that was called by Governor Gibbs. Governor Gibbs' father was a clergyman, and Governor Gibbs was a devout Christian. And so in 1838, he called for a national day of prayer and fasting because the drought, and the drought broke almost immediately. And in actual fact, people came down with the flu. So there have been other times of prayer and fasting called by our government. For instance, in 1895, on the 15th of September, clergymen were called to pray for the breaking of the drought and to humble themselves before God in fasting. And within a few days, the drought broke there too. And on the 2nd of October, 1892, they had a day of thanksgiving in the churches particularly, and that was called by the government as well, and mentioned here in this government gazette.